This is a Fox News alert. The protest turned into a brawl. I'm Dave Anthony. It happened at UCLA. Those pro-Palestinian demonstrators then clashed when Jewish students, fed up with an encampment and harassment, had enough.
Pro-Israel protesters said, you know, this is, university's not going to take it down, we will. And they were met by pepper spray. We were told by some that I talked to here earlier today, boards with nails in them. And on the back you have a rope that you can use it like a shield and pushing people that way. Some injuries occurred, none that we know that were serious, but you could see a lot of people being hit with sticks and bats.
Fox's William Lajeunesse at UCLA, where it took police about 3 hours to show up to stop the fighting. Police cracked down last night in New York City.
We'll do what we always done. We'll get arrested, just like the criminals in the subway. They're always right back out in 24 hours.
There were about 300 arrested at City College and Columbia.
The university called in to the NYPD and said, hey, basically, we can't handle this on our own anymore, and said, we need your help now. We need you to come into Hamilton Hall, where these kids are inside barricading themselves, bringing in food and supplies, and saying they're going to stay till graduation. So we need you guys to come in and take care of this. So they came in and arrested dozens of those students who were inside of Hamilton Hall, and then they also cleared out that Gaza Solidarity encampment.
Fox's Alexis McAdams at Columbia. An encampment also cleared at Tulane in Louisiana this morning amid the many that are on campuses nationwide. Former President Trump calling for an end to campus violence, something he may talk about campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin on this off day at his criminal trial as Democrats focus on abortion rights.
A Florida law banning abortions in most cases after 6 weeks takes effect today, the result President Biden says of former President Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Florida today.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
With all those pro-Palestinian protests and encampments at college campuses nationwide, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel trying to stop the war in Gaza. He's been urging Hamas to accept the new ceasefire proposal.
The time is now long past due to bring the hostages home to their families.
Antony Blinken's talking to Israeli leaders about easing suffering caused by the war in Gaza. Israel maintains it's making huge efforts to do so, but the Secretary of State has a list of specific measures he wants taken. A few weeks ago, President Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu American support could shift if more wasn't done. At the same time, Secretary Blinken is urging Palestinians to take the truce deal that's on the table. Talks are intensifying in Egypt. The French foreign minister jetting in to see if he can help. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Congress keeps investigating COVID's origins in China.
House Republicans are trying to learn if the nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance received taxpayer dollars to fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the lab at the heart of the COVID-19 lab leak theory. EcoHealth's president, Dr. Peter Daszak, will testify before Congress today and could take questions about whether EcoHealth tried to mislead the U.S. government about how it researched bat coronaviruses. The watchdog group White Coat Waste Project claims EHA received $4 million from the U.S. government as recently as April 8th. Daszak has said the origins of COVID have been politicized. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly, suggesting a bit of selling to start May after a losing April, the worst month for the Dow in a year and a half, dropping over 5%. In the NBA, Philadelphia and Milwaukee both won to stay alive in the playoffs, but in the NHL, Carolina knocked the New York Islanders out of the playoffs. Colorado eliminated Winnipeg. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Respiratory virus levels are way down in Illinois as respiratory virus season winds down. Overall, respiratory virus level now minimal in all counties in the state at low level for COVID. The total number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in Illinois declined 22% for the week ending April 20th. Well, rising tensions at a pro-Palestine protest on the University of Illinois campus being blamed for the cancellation of a 5K race in Champaign. The race set to take place Friday at the Alma Mater statue on campus. The cancellation happened after all police assigned to the 5K course was reassigned to assist with the incident on campus. An Indiana man dead. It follows a crash last week in Champaign. Police say the victim riding on a motorcycle last Thursday when he collided with a car at the intersection of University and 4th. He died at the hospital. The driver of the car cited at the scene for failure to yield to oncoming traffic. The crash under investigation. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5. Check your weather. Our smart guy, meteorologist Greg Solier. Beautiful sunshine emanating at the studios in downtown Philo. Mr. Solier?
Yes, sir. That is the story as well. Confirmed by you and the old visible satellite picture. The high mid-level clouds thinning on out. Nice, mild start to the day. We're pretty much already close to what you expect here for a May 1. 68 is the average high. 66 now at Willard and Savoy. There's 63 at Rantoul. Same at the Kankakee. Near 70 at St. Louis. 64 at the Brickyard. Some of the spotty showers came through north of Champaign, already hightailing it into northwest Ohio, but already some big bad storms back into Kansas again, down to Oklahoma City. That is a ripe area for severe weather for the next couple of days and a transition back into the southern Corn Belt locales. Another one of these systems in here for early to mid next week as well, but the rain's tending to be a little more scattered in nature around here. Better coverages into the western Corn Belt and the plains where there is some expectation of some added and more significant drought relief right there. So far, as of planting operations, 25% of the beans are in across Illinois, 26% through Iowa, and that's pretty much on target for the time of year on the old climatological and planting calendar. So despite the rain, we're right where we need to be, and we'll top out this afternoon across the area with maybe another opportunity to get out in the back 40 and the backyard to 78 with partly cloudy sky. Nice southwest to westerly breezes becoming northwest down tonight to 59 to 60. Tomorrow warm, a little more humid in the air, and maybe a partly sunny sky to moon, and maybe a stray shower out northwest late morning, and maybe a thunderstorm close by late tomorrow at 84. Best chance for rain in here tomorrow night after midnight. Low down to 62 and a cooler, showery Friday morning. The high near 75. Dry for the weekend. Good and large, and by and large, at a high of about 77 Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Back into scattered showers, thunderstorms late Monday, Tuesday next week. Another window of opportunity the mid to late portions of next week as well. For Stevie Deer Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
Every month we celebrate law enforcement at Stevie J Broadcasting because they deserve it, and we need to show our appreciation, because without them, if nobody answered the 911, it'd be chaos.
Yeah.
Officer Sarah Links is our law enforcement official of the month from the Urbana Police Department. They say you're a star. Congratulations.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. I don't know about being a star, but I appreciate that.
Well, you've done this work for a number of years in your patrol.
I have. I've been with Urbana for 18, and I've been doing this a total of 22 years.
What drew you to law enforcement?
Right. I always joke and tell people I never wanted to pick out my outfit every day, but actually, I just wanted to help people, and I like to problem solve, and I get a different problem every day to solve.
It's never the same.
It is never the same.
So you get a stop, and I am violently against tinted windows.
Yes.
I can't imagine walking up to a car where you can't see a thing.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a little unnerving, but now it's kind of the norm, and most people that have them will actually roll them down for us. So that's a little, that's nice. Appreciative.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And there's clearly a law for that, and some are way too dark.
Yeah, some are way too dark, and there's certain agencies, mostly like the state police, and now local agencies are starting to enforce that more. There's a little scale that says how dark they are. I understand people have them for medical reasons or things like that.
No, but they're called sunglasses. I'm not going for that. I'm sorry. I don't like them.
Yeah.
I just think I need to see what's going on in there. I went through the Elias for a minute, and I always have to see your hands.
Yes.
That was my training for 20 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is nice to be able to see in the car and kind of see, you know, who's all in there and what's going on.
How has the reaction to police changed in your tenure?
The level of there's no fear with us anymore, I don't think. I don't think the public is as afraid of as when I was growing up. You know, the last people I wanted the police to save me from my mom. And and now there's not that fear anymore.
Is that good? You need to have respect. What's the difference? You don't want to fear, but you need to respect.
I think it was the fear of, you know, getting in trouble. And now there's not that fear anymore.
It's too casual on that.
Yeah. And so, I think the respect level has gone down. But there are a lot of great people who remind us every day why we do this job. And that 95% of the population is why we keep doing what we do.
How do you approach sensitive situations on the Urbana Police Department's crisis intervention team?
I'm a crisis intervention officer. I also I worked in a mental home 7 years before I started this job, and it's a lot of explaining. I ask people permission. You know, can I step next to you, and understand that there's a lot going on. Some people have mental illness and they hear things or see things that I don't see. So their response time is going to be a little slower. Maybe talking a little slower, talking a little lower. Because we already look pretty scary with all of our stuff on. But if you take that extra second and let them process, you know, if I don't walk in and say, hey, my name is Officer Links, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you just realize it's one step at a time. It actually helps them respond, and it's a more favorable response.
Have you seen an increase in mental health issues since COVID?
Yes. Yeah, we deal with a lot of mental health issues, and I'm not saying every system isn't broken, but some people don't get the resources. Some people aren't getting those quick doctor's appointments, and we can help facilitate that. And I think it just helps also. We do have a social worker, and those outreaches are great also just to get resources to people.
Well, and as we see a new generation of law enforcement, I feel like the mental aspect of it is a huge piece.
It is. And I think we've done a very good job at the police department and police as a whole in training officers to help deal with that and to recognize those symptoms.
It's what do you want people to know about police from your perspective?
I think people need to know that, you know, we're out there doing it. We get there as quickly as we can. We do it with the information that we have. So understand we're not out there just, I tell people I don't just throw people in the back of a car and I drive fast. Mm-hmm. It's we're out there to help. We're out there, you know, to provide resources. We're out there doing the work that we do, and I don't do it alone. I have an amazing team that I work with. I have an amazing administration. I have some great dispatchers. And it's just nice to know that, or for people to know that we're coming as fast as we can and we're not bad.
Yeah, we're not bad. You're there to help. I've heard the term, you know, help people not their best day, right?
Yes.
I mean, to just
yes.
See if you can sort through it and calm them down a little bit and all the training that you have. But boy, I tell you, every day, you don't know if it's something going on campus. I mean, it's a different job every day.
It is a different job every day.
You just never have the same day, do you?
No, I never have the same day twice. You know, campus is, you know, there's a lot of different, even just its own going on. You have students, you have people driving, you have visitors. And then, you know, there's different things going on with ball games, graduations. You know, there's just a lot going on at the campus.
It gets slow in the summer a little bit?
It does, but that's when a lot of citizens who don't normally visit campus actually go visit campus because, you know, they can drive around and the campus has a lot to offer.
Well, listen, it's great that you're doing such a good job that you've been recognized by the people of the Urbana Police Department that you're the Officer of the Month. You're going to be on four radio stations all month hearing your melodious voice.
Oh, wow. It's a great honor. Like I said, I don't do it alone. I have an amazing team that I work with, and it is the greatest honor because I love what I do, and I love the department that I work for, and just to be recognized is incredible.
Pride of Crescent City, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. And are you guys looking to increase the team?
Yes, we are. I think we're hiring a couple of more, and okay. We've got a lot of staffing and a lot of great people out there. So
you can apply and maybe get a job with the Urbana Police Department.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And ride-alongs, things like that are yes. good first steps for people?
It is. I tell people to ride along and ride along with every agency because we all offer something different. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, I might be a little biased. Urbana's probably the best.
You like cameras? I do. I like that. Vindicates what you do.
It
and
does.
Proof of what you do and yet you're doing it right.
Well, it does. It kind of shows, you know, what we encounter. It protects us. I tell people it protects the community. And, you know, sometimes if for people like me who are getting old, we can go review that when the memory kind of blanks out.
Okay.
Sarah, congratulations. Thanks for coming to Philo. And keep up your great work. We certainly appreciate the vast majority appreciate what police do.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And thank you appreciate for your support because we greatly appreciate it.
Well, we awesome. Appreciate you. Thank you. Officer Sarah Lynx, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by MX Electric. ESPN 93.5, we check your sports headlines for a 60-second bit or so. Diane Ducey has that.
St. Louis Cardinals split yesterday. The first game, they pulled it out 2-1. And then Detroit beat St. Louis 11-6. The New York Mets beat the Cubs 4-2, and they've got a 6-10 start today. And you'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 6-5. They've got a 1-10 start today. Just hearing from Elise Knutson. She has decided to go to ISU in her final year. At Milligan, she had 763 points and finished with 2,274 with 101 games under her belt. Elise Knutson planning on being on the show inside the next half an hour, Stevie.
Yeah.
It'll be great to hear from the Unity graduate. As far as Coleman Hawkins, a transfer portal, you know, pre-draft NBA, where on the pandemic year will he land? We've got all kinds of options that he's trying to cover there. That's Coleman Hawkins.
Well, he's ready. Who knows where he'll land or what's going on and everything else. Who knows who's going to be on our team? Who knows who's going to start on our team?
That's right.
It's just so different. I mean, you used to look forward to the next guy growing another year.
Mm-hmm.
How's he developing? It's just we're not into that. We're just into a new team every year, kind of.
Right.
Kind of how it works.
Illinois baseball 21-11 winners over number 24, Indiana State, yesterday.
All right, your dedication to education has paid off. Your college diploma's in hand. You're entering the workforce. Are you ready? Are you ready financially to deal with all this money? I mean, it is all this money that you've not done before. Well, Busey recommends that you exercise smart spending habits. And in your brain, you're going, yeah. No, really. Get it set up early. Get into some great habits. You can never save too much. You can create a budget, complimentary resources, expert advice from Busey. They've got a blog called Money Matters. It's at Busey.com. There's all kinds of financial calculators. Their experts can help outcome-based investing, retirement, estate planning. Yes, it's not too early for all of that. Graduation is a great time to start on the right foot financially. Let Busey put you on the path to success with customized solutions to your financial needs. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC, investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. All right, going to check your weather. We're going to come right back. Got about 40 minutes left of the program.
Congratulations to the Parkland golf team. They punched their ticket to the NJCAA tournament. So congratulations.
Yep, another great year for Corbin Siebens, the coach there. 8:19.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. We'll get into a warm-up with a little more humidity for the end part of the week. Weekend looks to be pretty good. Generally drier with above-average temperature readings, and this mild setup continues on with a seasonal distribution of rainfall again for next week. In the meantime, Saturday, partly cloudy, mild for the day today. Southwest to west breezes a bit gusty. They'll fade. Shift northwest later this afternoon. Up to 78 we go. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and 59. Tomorrow, warm and becoming more humid. A stray shower chance in the morning. Has slightly better odds, but not great late tomorrow afternoon. Good part of the day tomorrow is dry and a high at around 84 degrees on a gusty south wind. Couple of showers, thunderstorms in here tomorrow night. More so after midnight. Lows down to 62 and a few showers. Maybe a rumble of thunder Friday morning. Up to 75. Maybe a sprinkle late Saturday night. We're dry for the weekend. 77 on Saturday. 74 on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms back in early next week. Highs near 80. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Race month in Indy. That's next. Stand by.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another sign of the job market holding up. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 192,000 new jobs created by private employers in April. Economists were expecting 175,000. The ADP report is not considered a preview of the monthly employment report, which is released on Friday. The Federal Reserve's meeting wraps up today. Shares of Yum Brands are losing ground. The parent company of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut says it was seeing a difficult operating environment in the recent quarter. Its earnings and revenue were weaker than forecast. Earnings are mixed. DuPont is seeing demand for its products used in semiconductors. The stock is higher. Among disappointing reports, Starbucks and CVS Health. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. This week on Perino on Politics, international tensions are reaching a boiling point in the United States, but what other crises are bubbling up across the globe? This week, I'm joined by partner and managing director of Beacon Global Strategies, Michael Allen, for a look at how foreign policy will influence, or not, the 2024 election. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Well, Indianapolis has got a big month coming up. They're our neighbors to the east, about an hour and 45 minutes. It's Claire Clark with visitindy.com. Claire, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, nice to have you back on. We got, of course, the Indianapolis 500, but there's more.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're kicking off the weekend, the month, really, with this weekend with the mini marathon. We're going to have 35,000 runners come into Indianapolis for the best half marathon in the nation. So wishing all the runners and walkers well wishes as people might be traveling over to Indianapolis this weekend for the mini marathon.
Well, we just finished our marathon weekend and, you know, race weekend essentially for us in Champaign-Urbana. So I'm sure you have a little bit of spillover from that and from all over the area. Wow, 35,000, that's incredible.
A few people, yeah. Really,
yeah, and that's just the beginning. You know, during the month of May, the track welcomes 500,000 fans, race fans, to Indianapolis. So, of course, we have the Grand Prix race. That's the road course race on May 10th at the track. And then we just kick off practice, and then we go into Fast Friday, Carb Day, Legends Day, and, of course, the 108th running of the Indy 500, where over 300,000 fans will fill up the speedway.
That's crazy. So I suppose if you're wanting to make any kind of arrangements as far as hotels or restaurants or visiting destinations, obviously, visitindy.com is a great start, huh, Clark?
Well, it's going to be hard to get a room now. Where do you guys live again, Claire? Where's that at?
Right. At some point, I will be putting my house up for rent one of these days.
Yeah, you
but
should.
Yes, now is the time to plan ahead. The month of May is officially here, so we encourage everyone to get ahead of hotel bookings and restaurant reservations as the city truly just fills up during the month of May as we welcome racing to Indianapolis.
So many attractions when people do come to visit. And of course, these events that you're bringing up, there's like an attraction pass that Indianapolis features.
Yeah, definitely. We have a 1 day or a 3 day attraction pass, and that'll get you discounts into all of our major museums. So think of the Children's Museum, the State Museum. We also have access into the Indianapolis Zoo. So it's either 3 day or 1 day, and it's the perfect pass to get you through the city, especially if you're coming with little kids.
Well, tell me about the Grand Prix. You got tickets for me I can share, or what do you got?
Hey, yeah, we're going to give away 6 tickets to the Grand Prix today. That is the road course race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on May 11th. And so we're excited to give away tickets to that. 6 full tickets, so that's a great package. And that'll be paired with $50 to Cunningham Restaurants, which covers an array of restaurants within the city.
Okay.
Well, what should people do, Diane? Do you think?
We'll have them text in Indy to 359-2255. Get you in the running to win 6 tickets, the IMS Grand Prix race coming up on May 11th. Mother's Day weekend.
Week from this weekend.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Nice.
Well, Claire, that's awesome. Sounds like you like your new job.
Yes, I love it. And it's the best when I get to talk about a city that I love so much. So we're excited to welcome visitors into the city, as it's my favorite month of the year. So,
well, it's a busy one for you. Thank you so much for being on. We always love talking to you. And thanks for the tickets. We'll make somebody's day. That's awesome.
Of course. You guys have a good one.
You as well. Visit Indy.com. Visit Indy.com. Claire Clark there with Visit Indy.com.
Love it.
I just flashed back to when I was 10 years old.
Did you go to Indianapolis?
No.
Oh.
We went to India.
Oh.
That's when we lived in India, but we took Pan Am 1. That was the number of the plane because it went from Los Angeles all the way around to India.
Okay.
And we stopped in different places, but on every single flight, the movie Grand Prix was on.
Oh, really?
Nobody had another movie. The only movie we saw, so I just flashed back to my childhood and remember Grand Prix going, oh, man, we just saw this coming to Hawaii. Oh, man, we just saw this going to Japan.
Well, see the Grand Prix in action, live and in person in Indianapolis, May 11th. Text in Hindi, 359-2255.
Right.
6 tickets.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
6 tickets and $50 to that Cunningham's restaurant in Indianapolis.
Right.
All right, pretty cool. I have never been to the Indianapolis 500.
I haven't either.
I think I'm told it's just crazy exciting.
Right.
But I'm at a point now where I better be, hey, move over. Where's that porta potty? Yeah. How many of these machines you got?
I've been to the track. Of course, my husband, we have these older cars, and they have a run of these antique cars that you can drive on the track on one of those days during race week. And Lance Armstrong actually had bikers follow him around the track, and my husband got in on that too. So we've been there, and it's exciting, but not for the race.
Well, it's a lot of people. We think of 300,000 or 400,000 at one event.
Right.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the oval is, 2.5 miles?
At 2.5 miles,
crazy.
I believe.
All right, news and coming up, Elise Knutson, one of the people we're going to talk to in the next half hour, superstar basketball player.
Absolutely.
Coming up. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
What is most important to you in your life? This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients like you realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. May Day, literally. Police finally called to move on several violent campus pro-Palestinian protests. Starting last night at New York's Columbia, L.A. riot police finally respond after a three-hour UCLA campus brawl with pro-Israeli counter-protesters. This local man describes it.
I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I'm looking at people, violence. Look at this. They're throwing things at each other. They're pepper spraying each other. How are they allowed to have weapons on campus?
New Orleans SWAT teams move in at Tulane. 10 arrested at University of South Florida. One man had a gun. No statement direct from President Biden. He's at home in Delaware with a campaign event. Donald Trump posts, "Where's Sleepy Joe? He's sleeping, that's where." Telling Fox anti-Semitism cannot be allowed to fester. Trump holds big rallies today in Wisconsin and Michigan on a day off from court. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A teen is dead after a crash in Mattoon over the weekend. A 17-year-old died following the accident Saturday near Woodlawn Avenue. The Coles County Coroner's Office identified the victim as Daniel Brummett. An investigation is underway. A Calumet City man charged with the murder and Champaign shooting in February. Police say the man shot February 19th in the 700 block of West Vine Street. The victim treated and released from the hospital. Investigators determined that the man seated in his car in the driveway when Alan Williams approached and opened fire. An investigation underway following an armed robbery in Urbana. Police say a masked armed man with a gun entered the business Friday in the 1500 block of North Cunningham Avenue demanding money from the cashier. A cashier gave the person an unknown amount of cash. He fled the scene on foot to a nearby apartment complex. Anyone with information, call police. That's a look at what's happening on your Wednesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. We'll get into a warm-up with a little more humidity for the end part of the week. Weekend looks to be pretty good. Generally drier with above-average temperature readings, and this mild setup continues on with a seasonal distribution of rainfall again for next week. In the meantime, sunny to partly cloudy, mild for the day today. Southwest to west breezes a bit gusty. They'll fade. Shift northwest later this afternoon. Up to 78 we go. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and 59. Tomorrow, warm. May becoming more humid. A stray shower chance in the morning and slightly better odds, but not great late tomorrow afternoon. Good part of the day tomorrow is dry and high at around 84 degrees on a gusty south wind. A couple of showers, thunderstorms in here tomorrow night, more so after midnight. Lows down to 62 and a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Friday morning up to 75. Maybe a sprinkle late Saturday, Saturday night. We're dry for the weekend. 77 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms back in early next week. Highs near 80. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgate.
Who doesn't love Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. Kim Gallings, how are you, Kim?
Good morning. I am wonderful.
We love Habitat. Restore is my wife's favorite store.
Now, I see her in there.
Yeah, she's there. We support it. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so you have a home build, and you wouldn't mind if you volunteers. Is this what I understand for Saturday?
Yeah, correct. So actually for the month of May, the first build of a new home is this Saturday. And we're looking for people to come on out and help.
What do we do?
All right. The easiest way is you can email me directly, outreach@cuhabitat.org. You can go onto our website, cuhabitat.org, or shoot me a phone call, 217-819-5110.
No skills, but want to help. Don't know where to go, what to do. This is all new to me, but I'm interested, Kim. What do I do?
you just give me a call. We are not going to ask you to do anything that we don't think that you can do. And this Saturday is really fun because it's raising walls. And so you go from a blank foundation to when you leave, all the walls will be standing in a new home.
Yeah. A lot of times people might say to me, hey, why don't you go stand by your car, honey? Okay.
Nope.
That's awesome. And people get a lot out of helping, do they not? I mean, you almost get more than the help you give Habitat for Humanity and other causes. When you get involved, it makes you feel better.
100%. You know, when you're out there, you'll be building with the homeowner, the person who's going to be living into this house, you know, and establishing some generational wealth and having something to pass down on to her family. You're going to be out there with her, you know, building right next to her. And this is what it's all about, is being good neighbors.
It's awesome. And I imagine it's hard to pick people because there's a lot of need.
Yeah, luckily we do that kind of by a blind rubric. Mm. So there's no, by individual's need. And so luckily we don't have to make that emotional decision.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great. Okay. All right, volunteers needed 8 until 3 or sometime in between if you got 2
nope,
hours.
You got it. Nope. Nope, 8 to 3.
That's it.
8 to 3.
No coming and going. There's no coming and going here. Yeah.
There isn't, because then I have to stop what I'm doing and train someone and go over the safety talk.
Yeah, good point. Way to put your foot down on me.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Kim.
Now let's go.
That's right.
You're going to help or not. Let's go. I need you for the day. All right, so 8 to 3 Saturday. Spring cleaning restore going on now. There's always a reason to go to restore.
Let's talk about that.
How's the new location working out?
Oh, it's so wonderful. I mean, just the fact that we're on one level and not on 3, you know, that makes it amazing. I think it's pretty easy for people to pull in the back, drop things off, pick them up. We could not be more happy with where we are.
What's the location again?
1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Hey, Kim, it sounds like you're sitting in your first rodeo. When you said, I got to train him, okay, mm-hmm. I just sense you kind of know how to handle a hammer. So that's awesome.
I do.
That's really,
I do.
Really cool.
And how about your husband, Ward? How's he doing? I know he's over at Black Dog, been part of the music business for so long. I mean, probably late 80s on.
Yeah. I mean, still doing it, you know, here and there with different shows. Thank goodness, you know, there was the Rose Bowl. He's doing great. He's getting ready to leave on a week-long trip with his dad. He's going to go hit some national parks. So he's doing pretty well.
How fun is that?
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole...
the Gollings family.
Yosemite and all that out there. That's just Grand Teton. That's so pretty out there.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Kim, thanks for your time. CUHabitat.org. People can get involved Saturday 8 to 3 and help. But thanks for being on, and way to go, Habitat.
Yeah, thank you. Guys, have a great day.
You as well. ESPN 93.5.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling. Relax. Call Max 217-359-7293.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding College Relations Sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
All right, 20 before 9 o'clock. All of our guests appear on the Tavern's Join phone line. All of our texts come through on the Fisher National Bank text line. Benjamin's son back in this morning, here for a few
Good
more
morning.
Days. Nice to see you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call Elise Knutson.
Yeah.
She's Philo, all-time leading scorer at Unity High School, all-time leading scorer at Millikan.
Yes.
Fantastic.
She's transferring on her final season to Illinois State to be part of the Lady Redbirds.
Go Redbirds.
Anyway, cool stuff that'll be coming up. What do we know from yesterday? Anything? I mean, anything new? In your world, haven't talked to you a whole lot.
Never know where he's gonna go, Benjamin.
I don't either. I never
very
know.
Very lucky. I think some of my family calls me the Ketchaturian Nomad because I'm very lucky. When I have my laptop and Wi-Fi, I can be in different places.
Yeah, you've been all over, and that's one of the deals is that it is internet, and the whole world has internet. You're finding out.
The whole world has Wi-Fi. That is true. They do not have a standard necessarily for how fast the Wi-Fi is. So that can be kind of frustrating.
So it's not like back to the dial-up thing?
Not exactly. Well, some places are pretty slow. But everywhere from Jakarta to Budapest has Wi-Fi. And it's not bad.
So the only thing that might change is your hours of operation, because you're hours ahead of me. Whenever you do work, wherever you are, you can do whatever you... That's pretty cool. To have
a
job.
It's pretty powerful. And thankfully at Willow Crest, we have a team of 6 people. So we all share the load and what we're working on. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, who needs bricks and mortar? I mean, really, you don't
Well, we certainly do not need a physical office. And what's great about that is we can pass the savings on to our clients.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't have the overhead like normal. But I wonder if that's like the new thing. Is that
probably is trending that way.
Would you feel comfortable owning a zillion-dollar downtown Chicago business office? Because I don't know if they're coming
in
today.
Well, if you owned it, maybe. Because then maybe you could use one corner of the top floor and rent the rest.
Well, I'd have to be
so
creative
with probably what the owners are going to do, but of course renting will probably become less favorable.
I think the day of 8 to 5 your cubby is over here or over. I don't think people will do that. The younger generation's not going to be doing that.
Well, certainly there is a shift that's being seen, and COVID sort of brought that out in everyone, thinking about how can I be more remote? How can I have a little more freedom of location? And I think a lot of people are thinking about that, but then again, the companies know this, and I know it actually is quite divided. I know Elon Musk is on the side of being very much in-person and collaborative, and then there's other companies that are more remote-friendly.
I think you need human connection, but you don't have to do it 5 days a week.
Certainly, certainly. But there's also a way, when you are remote, to have human connection if you work from something called a co-working space.
Yeah.
And places like Logic and Champaign are a
right.
fantastic example.
Yeah.
Of co-working spaces where you can have a sense of community,
well, you don't
even
have
if
a
you're
huge,
working
huge,
remotely.
You won't have a huge monthly rent either. So that's
no,
nice.
You won't. Yeah. And so that is a big savings.
All right, 8:44. Break and come back. Elise Knutson scheduled to call us.
Stand that's right.
By.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Macomber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus, providing you reliable, high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in Macumber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage. mfwireless.com. And now, Kelsey Briggs, owner of Salon 105 in Mahomet.
We have a luxury destination salon located out here in central Illinois, and we have stylists here for everybody and any need. We have a very wide range of stylists that can cover any needs. There is somebody that can provide any services from a perm to a balayage to extensions and everything in between. Every stylist that works here is certified in Bello Haven hand-tied extensions. And we do a lot of education. We bring in high-level educators from all over the world and invite local salons to come out here and learn. So not only do we welcome clients here, but we also welcome other stylists or salons in the area to come and learn.
To book your appointment at one of the premier salons in Central Illinois, go to salon-105.com. That's salon-105.com. It is 8:46. The all-time leading scorer at Unity High School is Elise Knutson. The all-time leading scorer in Millikan is Elise Knutson. Well, now she's taking the show to Illinois State to be a Redbird.
Okay. Join. Get used to this theme song now, Elise.
Elise Knutson, you're just, I followed you through your very talented grandfather, Gary Franks.
Yes.
And I'm sure he gives you all kinds of wisdom on how to play the game. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're really good. What do they say? You can score basketball.
She has the moves.
You're really good, Elise. How does it feel to be completing your career at Illinois State?
Oh, it feels surreal. It doesn't feel real at times, but I'm just excited for the opportunity. Obviously, I've given myself this opportunity, you know, through high school and then now at Millikan, spending my 4 years here and breaking a couple records and being recognized on a national level. So I'm excited. It's close to home. It's picture perfect for me. Real excited.
Aren't you majoring in like finance or economics? What is your major?
Yeah, so my undergrad is in finance and then I'm going to get my MBA there at Illinois State. So I'll be a graduate student.
Unbelievable. So you'll be there for 2 years. You have 1 year eligibility, however?
Yep.
Well, I mean, weren't you like the second leading scorer in America? Like, was it? It was Caitlin Clark, and then wasn't it Elise Knutson? You're right there, weren't you? I mean,
yes, I wish. I was like, I think one or two in most points scored in a season, and then I was the second highest point average this year at 26.6, I think. A lot of points, I guess you could say.
But your game is still to win, right? I mean, you still want to win basketball games more than you want to score, but it just comes kind of naturally that you just create your own shot. You can go to the basket, you can shoot the three. I don't know. So what do you think the difference will be playing at ISU? You got somebody to rebound for you, I know that. So you can get somebody to throw the ball back so you don't have to go get your own ball.
Right. Playing with a true post, you know, I really wasn't that fortunate enough to play with that Unity. And then Millikan here, we were a little bit more undersized. So, you know, a nice pick and roll action at this next level would be pretty nice. But I think, you know, the girls definitely are bigger, stronger. So preparing for that in this next month. And, you know, I think I'm in good hands over there at Illinois State. And that's what I'm excited about, just to develop as a player and really kind of exceed my limits on where I can go and how I can produce.
Congratulations on the achievements. So I know as the top three division, three women's player and the top person to get that Jostens trophy. It must have been such a great season to feel all that accomplishment after such hard work, right?
Yes, for sure. And to enjoy it with my teammates was so much fun last spring. I think that was the best thing, is to just see them and enjoy, because they're deserving of every award that I get, for sure. And to see the smiles on their face and just be around them is so important to me.
Why was Caitlin Clark so good?
You know, I don't know. You watching her, we would sit here in the living room, and when I saw her, you know, pull up for a three-pointer that's near half court, I would just stand up and be like, do you guys know what we're watching right now?
That's right.
Like, we are watching prime time, elite-level female athlete compete. Like, Yeah, it's unreal what she can do.
She's kind of like Steph Curry. And she, I mean, she can just...
She is.
The distance she and is. The range that she had. And of course, you have so many ways to score, and I'm sure they're thrilled. I know they were very much after you. So it must just feel pretty cool. I mean, this is... I know Miller can, you know, miss you a lot, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they're gonna.
Yes.
But I'm sure your coach was so thankful that she had you that long.
Yes. Yep. Well, yes.
Single season record scoring 763 points and the all-time career leading score, finishing your career there with 2,274 points in 101 games.
You're going to need another room for all this stuff, Elise. Yeah. You're just... Hey,
that's what mom says.
All right, before I let you go, what's your summer look like? What's planned?
I'm going to get to Bloomington Normal, and I'm going to spend about a month and a half there and get to work and enjoy being around the girls and enjoy, you know, being in Redbird Nation. That's what I'm excited about.
Well, I'm excited to follow this, and all the scores and stuff be a little more accessible, too. So we're going to be tracking Elise Knutson from Philo, Illinois,
right.
Center of the Universe.
So
Come
fun to
on.
See you when you were posing next to Brian Cardinal back in the day. I know you were in
right.
my daughter Anna's class in 2020.
Hey, so. Next to Elise Knutson, Brian had a good little career. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Go Rock.
He did sign that $35 million deal with Memphis. That was pretty good.
Okay.
That was really pretty. Elise, listen, we're proud of you. Congratulations. We'll be tracking you this fall and winter, but way to go. Just real excited for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Talk soon. Elise Knutson, second leading scorer in women's basketball in America. That's crazy.
Amazing.
Really, really, really,
and
really cool.
And how it's lifted all our, you know, girls' athletics.
No, it's Caitlin Clark is a game changer, mm-hmm. but it helps people like Elise Knutson because she fills it up like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's right, watching Caitlin Clark shoot the ball from half court, essentially, and make them.
Do you know what we're seeing here?
I know. No, that's awesome.
Jumping off her couch.
A good kid and good family. And again, I talked to Grandpa Gary a lot. And they're all proud. Everybody's proud of her. It's just great. Okay, 8:52. We're about out of time here. I'm still just, I don't know what to think about Illinois basketball. Because we went to the Elite Eight. And I don't know who's on my team next year.
I know.
Ty Rogers and Dre Gibbs Longhorn. Benjamin, the whole thing has changed because people are getting paid now. And they said, well, the kids deserve to get money because it's name, image, likeness. You buy a jersey, and it says Benjamin on the back, then you get a little of that money. Well, now people are doling out million-dollar bills for a season of basketball or football in college.
Certainly. Well, money changes things, and nothing different here.
That's true.
Nothing different here.
Maybe we should make the jerseys so that you can rip off and Velcro different numbers and names
on
them.
Yeah, you save money on uniforms.
A little less waste.
Peel it off. Exactly. And what's your name again? How do you spell it? It is. I guess I'm a little taken back by just how dynamic and massive it has been. I did not necessarily expect the entire change out of my basketball team.
Well, and with Coleman Hawkins making the announcements, he's in the transfer portal. I thought that was done.
One word. Confusing.
Okay.
I think he's just, again, what if it doesn't go well in the draft? He's not necessarily picked in late in the second round is what I'm seeing. And so he's probably saying, hey, I can make over $500,000 here.
Right.
And if I don't make the NBA, I don't really want to go to Italy, maybe. So he's just probably, what's what Kofi. Kofi ended up playing in Japan on a bad team and wasn't making a lot of money.
I see.
And so he's probably learned a little from that to
mm-hmm.
say, let's go ahead and have options.
Yes.
And maybe the NBA pick will be higher, or maybe I'm not picked at all. And I think he can.
He's covering all the bases.
I don't know if you can go through the draft. He'll have to decide before
okay.
then.
Okay.
And they'll have to say, not going to be picked.
It certainly doesn't seem to be what anyone was hoping for. With the NIL at this point.
Well,
it
now,
seems to have backfired.
It's kind of a bidding war now. It's free agency for
That's right.
teenagers.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my call. Huh? Well, I'll play. How much? Well, you need to know about our classes. No, I don't. How much money? What classes do I take? I don't care. How much? Okay, we're out of time.
Go Illini.
We got a Cardinal game early today. We love going to Cardinal games.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin and I, the family, have been down to St. Louis a
bunch. Miles Michaelis, 12:10 start here on ESPN 93.5.
We could use a good start from Miles Michaelis. Mm-hmm. Sonny Gray. If you've not seen Sonny Gray pitch, he is the deal.
Okay.
He is the best.
With the Motor City Kitties?
He is. No, Sonny Gray is our guy.
Oh.
He's our star.
I don't know who's starting for Detroit.
Detroit is like, I'm just talking about when you and the Cardinals pitch Sonny Gray, go watch.
Okay.
He's that good.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Benjamin, for dropping by.
Thank you, Dad. Benjamin, lots of fun.
Benjamin's son. Willowcrest.com.
Yep, willowcrest.com.
You need any digital marketing, he's the man. Thank you,
Diane. Or you can go stevyj.com, too.
Yeah, you can find us here.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Macomber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus, providing you reliable, high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in Macomber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage, mfwireless.com.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Come and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals pregame today starts at 11:15 with a 12. 12-